I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on a new model of healthcare known as Heart Hub, a homelessness addiction recovery treatment program, provincially funded and operated by Lanark Leeds and Grenville Addictions and Mental Health. With me is Program Director of Planning and Implementation, Chris Curry. Hi, Chris. Nice to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having me, Linda.
So how does Heart Hub differ from other addiction and mental health programs that already exist in our area?
So the Heart Hub is different because it puts the entire continuum of treatment and recovery under one roof. So right now across Ontario, it's somewhat of a disjointed system where you might go to place A for withdrawal, and then you might be put on a wait list to go to place B, which might be in a different town, to go to your treatment. And then you might still struggle, if you're experiencing homelessness, to find supportive housing after that. So the Heart Hub model puts all of that from withdrawal to intensive treatment, to supportive treatment, to supportive housing, all under one roof. So it's really about rebuilding the person, rebuilding their lives, rebuilding their relationships, while addressing their mental health and substance use health challenges.
So would the clients have complex issues then?
Yeah, it's going to be clients who have a history of experiencing problems with homelessness, with substance use health, mental health. So we're going to have clients with, you know, a variety of mental health diagnoses, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, anxiety, and then comorbid substance use challenges. So we're seeing a lot of, unfortunately, stimulant use. So crystal meth is unfortunately quite prevalent, and I'm sure your listeners are well familiar with the fentanyl crisis that is ongoing, and as well as alcohol. Actually, people don't necessarily think of alcohol as one of the kind of the top ones, but alcohol is actually one of the more dangerous substances to come off of. So when if you're drinking a lot of alcohol and you just stop cold turkey, you can actually go into a seizure, and you know, you could actually die from that. So that's why the withdrawal, the medically supervised withdrawal component, is so important, so people can safely withdraw from the substances without putting their health at risk, and then transition immediately into programming.
Okay, so talk about the staffing.
So the staffing, it's going to be a wide range of staff. So we're going to have a nurse practitioner available. So for primary care needs, to monitor the withdrawal symptoms, we will have registered practical nurses on site to help with all kinds of primary care. We will also have addictions counselors who will be running the group programs, doing individual counseling. We will have registered psychotherapists who will be meeting with clients individually to go a bit deeper into the issues, maybe surrounding childhood trauma, things like that. We will also have what we call rehabilitation workers. So they will be our 24/7 staff to observe medication, make sure people are getting up for programming, checking on the safety of the building and the clients, as well as case managers. And then we also were going to have a partnership to have peer support workers and a number of different other community agencies will be coming in and out providing services. We're in discussions with paramedics and how they'll be able to support. So really, we're calling on all of our partners to see how we can all contribute to providing this excellent continuum to clients that has never existed in our region.
It's a real comprehensive treatment facility, right? Now, you've got two locations coming up. Could you tell us where they are? Are we going to talk about that at this point?
Absolutely, yes.
We can?
Yes.
Okay. So, and are they open yet?
So the Lanark location will be at 9 Armstrong Drive in Smiths Falls. So we will actually be taking in our first client on December 8th of this year, so 2025. So we're extremely excited about that. We will be having a ribbon cutting on December 5th. We'll be having MPP John Jordan, as well as Smiths Falls Mayor Sean Panko. We'll be in sending the invite to as many community partners as possible. So we hope people will come down and say hello. And then the Brockville location is at 2880 King Street East in Brockville. It's the former Fulford Academy. It was a private school, and then it got sold, and I think that private school moved to Merrickville, I believe. And so the building was close to the populations that we want to serve. It was zoned correctly. The layout was fantastic for the kind of thing that we're trying to do. So it's not going to, we're not going to be needing to knock down walls and, you know, build a whole bunch of new things. A lot of it is really set up quite well for a treatment center. So that will be open probably sometime in the early spring.
Okay, maybe we'll talk to you later about that one.
I'll now, absolutely come back for that.
Oh, great. Thank you. The one in Smith Falls now, Armstrong Drive now, is that the old Willowdale senior center?
That's correct. Yeah. So on one side of the building is Lanark County Mental Health runs their Bridge House. So that's supportive housing.
Right.
And then we'll be in the other half of the building. So we're very close partners with Lanark County Mental Health. We actually share an office with them currently. So that will, in the same building, provide an excellent continuum for people.
Great. So tell us about how the program is structured. Can you go into detail a little bit about that for us?
Sure. So the first component is the withdrawal management. So that's between 3 and 14 days, depending on how severe your withdrawal symptoms are. So that will be primarily, you know, nursing staff working to kind of bring down your symptoms. Once the client is physically and mentally able, they will start engaging in group programming. So we have programs such as, you know, anger and addiction, coping with trauma, CBT for anxiety and depression, mindfulness, smart recovery, relapse prevention. So all these different kinds of groups. People are going to be very busy in the first 3 months. So in the first 3 months, they'll be busy for probably 5 to 6 hours a day, either meeting individually or meeting as a group with their peers. After that first 3 months, which we call intensive treatment, they'll move to supportive treatment, where it's maybe an hour or two a day of structured activity, and more of the focus is on getting back into the community, maybe getting your high school upgraded or going to college or volunteering and job skills training. And then after that, they will be eligible to stay in the program for up to 2 years in supportive housing, where it's kind of a, we'll give you as much support as you need, essentially. You might meet with us every day, or you might only need to meet with us once a week, but we're going to make sure you're safe and secure. And then hopefully we'll be starting to work on a pathway to get you into, you know, a market rent apartment or whatever your goals are, really.
Okay, now I was just going to ask you, what are some of the end goals for the people coming out of the program?
Yeah, I think really the end goal is happiness. We want people to be happy. Because I don't know if you've met people who are struggling with substance use health. It's not a fun way to live. And no, I don't think anybody wants.
Nobody
to
really
live.
Chooses.
Nobody
to
chooses
live
that.
Like that. Do
nobody
they?
Chooses
exactly.
To live like that.
Yeah.
So what I've noticed in working in substance use is once people quit the substances, a lot of the things they used to love come back to the forefront. So they might get involved in sports again. They might get involved in writing or art. So we're really going to try to remind people what they loved before the substances. And then, yeah, the pathway could be to school. It could be to a trade. It could be to volunteering. Really, the sky's the limit.
Or to maybe going to schools, and talking to the kids about this
absolutely.
Substance abuse and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. There's a lot of folks who, when they do kind of turn their lives around, want to give back.
Yes.
So that will certainly become, as we evolve, that'll be maybe a part of the program where previous graduates can maybe come back and chat with people in the program or as you said, yeah, going into schools and sharing their success.
So, Chris, the clients live there full time.
Correct.
Get all their meals there. Is there a cost to it? Let's talk about funding.
Yeah, there is no cost to the clients. For the treatment aspect of it, it will all be covered by OHIP, essentially. So it's entirely government funded. The province is investing almost $500 million into this program right across the province with 28 different sites, which is a huge investment that we've never seen before. So there is no cost, and yeah, the barriers are going to be extremely low.
In other words, there's a real big need for this kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
What about referrals?
Yeah, so for referrals, we're going to make that process extremely easy. It's going to be a phone call. We're working on getting the actual phone line up right now. We will be able to announce that December 5th. But right now, people can call 613-925-5920 and let us know that they want some more information, and one of our staff will get back to them. They can also email hearthubinfo@llgamh.ca. That's heart spelled H-A-R-T. So hearthubinfo@llgamh.ca. And one of our staff will get back to them promptly and discuss if the Heart Hub is a good fit for them.
That's great. Now, this is the first community-based withdrawal management beds in the region.
Correct.
How does that work into the community aspect and to partnerships as well?
So we have a lot of valued partnerships. We have a partnership with the Brockville General Hospital. So they have a hospital-based withdrawal program called the Concurrent Disorders and Stabilization Unit. So we will be definitely working in partnership with them. But yeah, it's something that hasn't existed before. So I think we're yet to discover exactly what that's going to look like. But yeah, for clients and Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville, there hasn't been an easy option where you could pick up the phone and say, I need to get into withdrawal today, and that be a possibility. So really, the options are endless.
So you can refer yourself then. You don't have to be referred by a doctor.
Correct. That's actually what we're aiming for, is for people to advocate for themselves. We want to hear from you that you want to change, that you want to help. So we encourage people, they can call with their doctor or their support person, but we want to hear from the person, and we feel that's going to be the less barriers, the better. Mm-hmm. So we want to make it very simple. You give us a call, you send us an email, we'll set up a meeting, and then we're going to go from there. We're not going to make you fill out paperwork 30 different times asking you the same question different ways. We're going to make it as simple as possible.
It's going to be user friendly.
Right? Yeah. When someone wants help, they need it now.
Right, right. Chris, it sounds like a really wonderful initiative, and sounds like you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. We're extremely excited to bring this to the community. It's much, much needed, and we're excited to get going.
Great. Nothing else to mention that I haven't asked you yet?
No, I think we covered it.
Okay, that's great. Chris, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk again in the new year when the Brockville facility opens. How about that?
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Chris Curry is Program Director of Planning and Implementation with the Heart Hub Program. And that's your community spotlight on LanarkLeedsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.